Welcome back to Green Lines. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's a great day in the studio. I wish I had them here with me, but Bart Millard and Mike Schowitzer are here with me. You might know them better, and I'm going to kind of hold on to that and see if you can figure it out before I tell you, but I bet you know who it is. But guys, I want to welcome you to Green Lines. We're going to talk about a new album you're releasing. So good morning to you, and thanks for being on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on. Mm-hmm.
Well, for those of all everybody out there that's still waiting to hear who you are, this is Mercy Me. How long have y'all been making music together?
Oh, gosh. So I think I met Bart in 92, mm-hmm. and we probably started actually trying to write songs together. Would you say like 93? Would that be about right? Mm-hmm. So it's been a long time. Mercy Me didn't form until August of 94. So we're pushing 30 years old here at this point.
And you met each other somewhere in Oklahoma. There's an Oklahoma story to this.
We started the band in Oklahoma, but the two of us actually met back in Florida. I grew up in Florida.
Yep.
Bart grew up in the Dallas area, and his youth minister had moved and become the youth minister at my church, as youth ministers
sir.
Often do.
Yep.
And then Bart, after his dad passed away, he moved out to kind of help out with our youth group, be the youth intern. And
That's so cool.
You know, I think it was just a deep friendship at first sight.
Yep. Well, you know, we're in Orlando now, north of Orlando, Lake Mary. That's the studio.
Yeah.
The home
of Charisma. I know the area well. That's awesome.
I taught at ORU. So what part of Oklahoma were you in?
We were in Oklahoma City, just north, actually, Edmond, Oklahoma.
Right.
We lived in a daycare, an abandoned daycare center for about a year.
I can picture it. Probably. I know the area pretty well. Well, this new album you have out, I just want you to tell me, first of all, there's a backstory to how long it took you to do that. And it's probably pretty obvious to everyone. But let's talk about Inhale, Exhale. I want to talk about the music in a little bit, but I want to give you an opening line that is from you. We want people to inhale the promise of Jesus and exhale just this joy. And then this line, if it doesn't rip your heart out, then it better make you dance. Let that be a lead in to what you have to say about your new album.
Well, we're really excited about having new music. It's been 4 years since our previous record came out. Yeah, I know it's taken longer than normal. Part of that was intentional. We had the movie come out and then just kind of needed some downtime to decompress. But then when 2020 and the quarantine and all that happened, we really couldn't come up with any more excuses to not get in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started working on it, and we'd actually started writing for this record before then, but just didn't feel right yet. And then when the pandemic hit and we were locked down, it just kind of changed the direction of the record. And we saw a lot of videos from other artists who we love. You know, everybody jumped on YouTube and Instagram and whatever. We're making these really great, awesome, heartfelt videos. But it was all very heavy. And rightly so, it was a heavy season for the whole world. But for us, we really wanted to make people laugh and smile. And so we really focused on making a record. And, you know, I think that whole season really changed the direction of where we were going.
Well, we should probably start with a little in-depth look at the initial track, and that's Inhale, Exhale. And it's what, about a minute 10, something like that? It's short.
The whole album, you know, we kind of wanted to bookend it with just these little segue pieces of music.
It's so cool.
So Inhale is the intro, and Exhale is the outro.
I catch on
record.
Quick.
And so it was a cool, like, just we wanted the whole album to be an experience.
So tell me the part of Inhale where it was written on a cell phone, an Apple iPhone, something like that. First of all, how did you get that great music out of an iPhone?
Well, iPhone, actually, there's a lot of tracks on this record that were recorded on an iPhone. We use it for background vocals and hand claps and tambourines and everything.
You're just showing off
kind of
now. That's good.
Yeah, they're really, really great tools, honestly. We keep joking about making an entire record out of one day, but I don't know if we'll go that far.
Well, is there enough keyboard there to do that? I mean, it doesn't look like you get more than a couple octaves.
Oh, well, no, I just used the voice recorder and I sat down at a piano is where the piano part came from.
Okay, now I get it. I thought you played the piano on it and I was stunned. This is good.
No. But I'm pretty sure there are actually keyboards you can buy that will Bluetooth up to it and you can use them. No, it's just the whole idea of the album, just having the concept of, you know, taking a break and taking a pause from all the insanity we've gone through in the last year. And so that was kind of the concept behind it.
Well, Bart, I wanted to ask you about your voice. It seems like you're picking up some lower end. Maybe you've always had it, and I just haven't noticed. But your bottom end was really strong on these tracks.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been it was a fun record to make. We were just trying to just find different sounds that we haven't ever gone for before.
Yeah,
so
you did.
Yeah, we really pushed ourselves creatively.
Yeah. When does the album release?
Yeah, it's going to be April 40th. No, April 30th. I'm sorry. That's the thing. Yeah, 40th. That's where my brain is right now.
Well, you guys could get a new date.
April 30th.
You're strong enough to require a new date. You'd get it.
Well, you know, it feels like it would take that long to come out. We've pushed this record back so many times.
Yeah, but it's worth it. It's going to sell like crazy.
Oh, for sure.
This is a huge album. It's going to do so well. I listened to it. Like I told you, I've listened to the entire album. And I played several tracks several times. They're just so good. There's a good worship song.
Oh, man.
You know, do you hear some of them crossing over into worship, into churches?
You know, we're open to them going wherever the Lord leads. You know, we've learned to not assume too much about where our songs might end up, because we hear story after story after story about them going around the world. I actually, I've got four kids, and my daughter, we adopted from Kazakhstan, and while we were over there, we met a family who, they were missionaries, but their day job was to teach English to Kazakh students. And they asked if I would come like speak to the class one day. And I said, sure. Yeah. And I asked, you know, if they'd even know who Mercy Me was. And he said, yeah, they actually use a lot of songs to help teach English. And I sat in a classroom that was just jam packed with probably 75 Kazakh, you know, high school and college students who were trying to learn English, and they were singing out, I can only imagine, at the top of their lungs. And we never in a million years would have thought, you know, one of our songs would be used in such a way. So, yeah, we've given up trying to guess what God's going to do next.
Well, that's probably a good idea for all of us. That's good teaching right there, actually. So if we take a look at the song Say I Won't, is probably, I don't know what your favorites are. I know you probably get asked every single interview. I just wanted to ask you, what Say I Won't means to you two, because I know you've had a relationship. I just want you to tell the story of Gary Miracle. And I did get to watch the YouTube this morning. I hadn't seen it before, didn't know it was out there, and it was so well done. And that filming, in fact, it was such a creative way of shooting it in your chair. I just loved it. So tell us the story and what it means to you.
Well, it was very important to us. Gary's been a friend of ours for a long time. Mm-hmm. It was our first merch guy 25 years ago.
Yeah.
He was Mike's roommate. And so when we started writing the song, we had no idea the turn it was going to take. We started writing it back in 2019. And then by Christmas of 2019, Gary had gotten really sick and had a blood infection, and he actually flatlined for about 7 minutes, and afraid we were going to lose him. And then when they realized they could save him, they knew pretty quickly he was going to lose his arms and his legs because of what he's been going through. And his attitude when he came out was, his outlook on the whole thing was amazing. And
really,
we were going back to work on that song. The pandemic had hit, and so we had to watch from a distance. And just being consumed with the story and keeping, you know, watching him, it kind of showed up in the song, and the song kind of went from talking about identity in Christ to being an overcomer Rocky type moment by the end of the song. And just realized that Gary had been all over it from the very beginning. And so it felt natural to try to tell a story through the video. You know, and he said it gives them some purpose during the day when he gets these emails and people reaching out that have, you know, have lost limbs and mm-hmm. gone through similar things, and how encouraging it's been. And so it's been really cool to walk that journey with him.
Tell me about the song itself. As you've been singing it, people are responding to it. What's the music mean to people who hear it? Does it touch them the way that the story does?
Well, I mean, music, as far as music, it's like it's in the key of C, which is a really...
That's nice.
Natural key. I think a lot of people just feel at home in that key. And so, I just think the music's uplifting.
Yeah,
really,
it
truly is. the tempo's good.
Well,
yeah, it's hopefully, and like Bart was saying, you know, our buddy, you know, he went through a lot,
yes,
and he really exemplifies this the heart behind the song.
Well, I'm going to skip back a second and ask you, since you told me about the key for this music, what key was Inhale in? Because I want to play that song. I love it.
That one's in the key of D.
D.
It tends to be a more heartfelt, like sadder.
Right. Yeah, it's slower.
But yeah, just more melancholy.
And it requires a voice like Bart's. You know, I don't dare try to sing it.
Absolutely.
It's so
absolutely
good.
He's right at home in the key of D and B.
D.
More so on this record. We did a lot of songs.
Mm-hmm.
The older I get, it changes.
I know that feeling. I used to have really good range when I sang in high school, college, and that range is losing. I'm losing
right,
it.
Right.
Let's talk about your son and the song that he's featured on. I think he's on a couple songs on the album. So tell me about Sam.
That song's also in D.
It's in D. Thank you very much. I'm taking notes.
Modern, yeah.
I'll try to find
he's
it.
He's a rascal.
Come on.
On Our Way was a song that my son was writing with some friends of his. Trying to get a song. They actually got some publisher or something that was out there looking for songs for American Idol where they pay you a couple of $100 flat rate and just no royalties or anything, and it feels like a little bit of a scam.
Yeah.
They heard about the opportunity and wanted to try to do it, and he played me the chorus, and I was like, buddy, this is really good. I don't know if you should be giving this to
anybody,
to you know, this publisher or whatever, and so I said, you should hold on to that for another opportunity possibly. And so I was playing it for the band and the label, just bragging on my son.
Sure.
And the label was like, man, you should consider putting this on the album. It's really good. Kind of awkward because I'm like, okay, well, I got to go to my son and say, hey, daddy likes your song. Now daddy wants your song. And
that's cool.
So we ended up recording it. And then Sam just kind of sang the back half of the demo because I was sick that day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't meant to sing on it, but man, we should leave him on there. And so it was a huge, proud moment for me, for sure.
Of course.
And, you know, we've got a few cool features on the album, but that one really means the most to me.
Of course it does. And how old is Sam now?
He is 19.
19. He's on his way, doing well. He's probably got a featuring. He's got a voice, too. He's got pipes.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
The whole Millard family, they're kind of like the Partridge family. They
can
all sing. It's great.
Well, I assume it's lead guitar as well as, now I know you're playing some piano tracks. Do you play other instruments?
No, I honestly don't even really play very much piano. That was just kind of it was more of a, hey, what if we did a song kind of like this? I did not expect it to go on the record. But they were very sneaky.
Yep, and they did it. Mm-hmm. They did good service to you and to the song. So, Bart, I sure know what the album did for me. What about you as you came through COVID and the issues? And what's your favorite song on the track and a story you could tell us about making this ordeal of an album?
Yeah, the album meant a lot to me, probably more than most we've done, just because of what we went through with the pandemic. We stretched the album out to get through that whole time just to be sane and have something to do.
Yeah.
We jokingly say it saved our lives and probably our marriage, but just to have a studio to go to.
Somewhere to go.
And it's cool because all these songs kind of came out of this season, and so we've been doing this long enough to where all of my dates are based around album releases. Like, oh, when was Sam born? Oh, it's coming up to breathe, that kind of stuff. So this one will always be connected to this pandemic that hopefully we never see again. But at the same time, to have a year with my family, you know, uninterrupted was pretty amazing too. And so, yeah, so the album's kind of become a soundtrack for that to me. And
nice.
And my favorite song is probably currently a song called The Moment, which is just a song that talks about the day that I came to know Christ at church camp when I was 12. And the whole process is cool, just kind of reminiscing about that day.
That's good.
I don't know. I find myself going back to that one a few times.
Well, you can sing it. I'm going to have to listen to it again, knowing it's your favorite. There's so many good ones on here. This is a powerful album. There's no phoned ends on here. In fact, you guys had some difficulties deciding which ones to keep, and it's got 16 tracks on it, so it's a lot of music, and I just can't wait for it to be released. I've already done it. I bought it on Apple, waiting for them to release it, and it's that good. I really, of course, I've bought all your music. I'm kind of a fan, and don't like to say
it, because
it's good. If I'm not a fan, it's a good album. If somebody's just listening to you for the first time, it'd be a good introduction to Mercy Me. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. So well, I appreciate it.
I know that you're busy. You've got another appointment. I got 2 minutes left. I want you to just, if you could, tell us what you hope people take away from this. How, of course, they want to enjoy the music and worship the Lord and do all the things that you sing for, the reasons you sing and make music. But what's in your heart for the takeaway?
For me, I think the song I'm most excited about on the record is one called Let Yourself Be Loved. And I hope people walk away from the record knowing that.
That's with good.
The absolute craziness we all went through last year, to know that what we see in the mirror and the faults I see in myself, that's not how Jesus sees me. I hope that that's what people walk away with from this record, that they're not alone, and we all feel the same way, but there's a God who doesn't change, who loves them very much, and that's what I hope we all get.
That's a great takeaway. I mean, it means a lot to me. I'm at the end of the time. I promised you an end at this minute, so I'm going to do that. I appreciate you so much. You're more than just a great group of guys that have good music. You've got a real life, and we all learn from you. Every time you sing, you've got a message, and I appreciate you so much.
Oh, thanks. That's encouraging.
Yeah, my pleasure. And not sure when this airs, but the Friday night on the 30th, when the album releases that day or the night before, we're actually broadcasting we start off going to do a stream of concert, and then there's so much like B footage, documentary
really?
Style, kind of the making of the record and stuff. And we just watched the final edit last night, and it really shows off the goofiness and kind of the real life stuff of the band. Like it's the in between stuff is my favorite part. The performances are cool, but it was a lot of fun to make, and we're hoping people check it out.
It turned out better than we expected, for sure.
Well, I can hold the release date as long as you want, and I've got to let you go because I want to honor my word. But we can hold up putting the podcast up if you prefer me to.
Oh, I didn't know. No, I mean, if you're going to put it up before the 30th, this thing goes on the night of the 30th.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I didn't know if you were before.
So
after.
Everybody will hear this, and they can be looking for it. So we'll do that.
Yeah, you go to momenthouse.com/mercyme, and you can click to buy tickets there, and it should be a really cool
issue. Would you say that URL again, sir?
Yeah, it's momenthouse.com/mercyme, and it's 7 p.m. Central Friday night, April 30th.
Good. We're going to get that out there, and a lot of people are going to hear this. We've been visiting with Bart Millard and Mike Schillitzer, Mercy Me, and my life's been blessed by them. Overblessed today, and so thankful for your time. Thank you, men.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good
day. Yes, sir. You've been listening to the Green Lines Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you all.